Columbus House Center for History was came about 5 years ago. We were instrumental, the Historic Preservation Association, in saving this building. And so the owner of the building said that he would like us to be in the building, in the lower level. Well, we started out on the third floor, went to the second floor, and then we're in the lower level now, which we have much more space. So our first exhibit that we had, we did some long-range planning. And we had decided that the first exhibit should be the Great Marshfield Fire, because everybody, you know, that's a favorite topic of everybody in Marshfield. And so we built two models of the city, one before the fire and one after the fire. And we did all the little buildings, we did all the streets, we did everything. And then we built a whole display about the fire and previous fires around that. And so that was up for a whole year. The second exhibit that we decided to do was the Great Depression, because many of the people that were living had either passed away or were getting to the age where, you know, we could get their real stories from them and what really happened and what they went through during that Great Depression. So then we created that exhibit, and that was up for a year. The third exhibit we had decided upon, planned upon, was the military, because World War II veterans were disappearing very rapidly. Well, of course, now in the interim, you know, we have Korean veterans and Vietnam veterans who also are passing away. And so we wanted to capture their stories again, particularly World War II, at that point in time. So we proceeded then to start planning that. Well, we were under construction for that for a whole year and a half. And because we had to construct walls, we had to construct all kinds of exhibits, we had to do interviewing. And so we opened then 3 years ago in May as part of Historic Preservation Month. So we have been improving and updating. We started with the Civil War, and we go through clear to Afghanistan. So that's what our exhibits have been.
Before I forget, can you tell me where people would come to actually see what you've got?
All right. We have two entrances into the Thomas House. We have the front entrance, which is at the front of the building, through the courtyard and down the stairs. Then we have a rear entrance. And there's lots of parking out there in the rear entrance. And you come through the back door of the building, and there's an elevator that takes you down to the lower level. So we have handicap accessibility. And many people are now using that lower level because of the availability of parking in the back.
So that pretty much brings us up to what you've got planned for Veterans Day. Can you give me an idea of what some of the new exhibits are going to be and what you've got on tap for the Veterans Day weekend?
Yes, we have been working diligently for a number of months now in changing some exhibits. We took the home front, brought it to a different location, and we've taken a whole room and devoted it to the European Theater of Operations. And in that room, we have D-Day, Omaha Beach. We have the Battle of the Bulge. And then I wanted desperately to do the paratroopers and gliders, because that's a story that's not commonly told. And a lot of people don't even know that gliders, you know, were part of World War II, but they were particularly important in Europe. And of course, even more significantly for Marshfield, is because the Rodas Lumber and Veneer Company made 60% of the plywood that went into the gliders. And so that's why it was particularly interesting. So then we have also, we've done a fallen soldier memorial in tribute to Joe Altman, who was killed last December on Christmas Day. And then we're also included in that each of the Marshfield military men who were killed in each of the first in each of the wars, and that's Lesalong, Sadowska, Kessler, and Martin. So we have included those, and then also we have a prisoner of war wall that we made. So that's our new exhibits. So on Veterans Day, it was the perfect time for us to have an open house and to exhibit our new displays, but also, again, have people, you know, Veterans Day, we need to remember our military. You know, these men, when you talk to them, when you study them, it is absolutely amazing what these men went through, and people today have absolutely no idea, no idea. Even the people who are in middle age group, because they have they have not gone through this, they have not interviewed people, and the stories are being lost. So we like to expose people. So, and that's the reason for our title, lest we forget.
So you can you tell me about the times and the days of the different things you have planned? Apparently there's going to be a private dedication, but there's also going to be a time when the public can come and see your display.
Yes. At 10 o'clock in the morning, we are having a private ceremony to dedicate the Fallen Soldier Memorial. And then following that, we have a double a dedication. The European Theater of Operations Room is dedicated to the memory of Matt Britton, who was in World War II and went, he didn't land on D-Day, but after D-Day, and he went all the way to the end of the war, including the Battle of the Bulge and all the rest. So that room, his family is asking to be dedicated in the memory of Matt. Then at 12 o'clock, from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock, the public is invited to come and go through the museum. There will be some refreshments to follow. So we just would really invite people to commemorate Veterans Day and get a little feel of what our military went through. It's a very somber time.
Is there anything else, Shirley, you'd want to add that I haven't asked you about? I think we probably pretty much covered anything. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes. Our regular hours during the week are Wednesday afternoons from 1 to 4, and we are open Saturdays from 11 till 2, or by appointment. And so all they need to do is to call me, and we can set up. I've done that for many, you know, groups. We encourage groups to come through, or if it's not a convenient time, or if you have relatives that are from out of town and would like to see it, you are more than happy to accommodate them.
Thank you for your time, Shirley. You're doing a wonderful thing here, and I hope everyone takes advantage and comes to see your display. Thanks.